Garner Andrews Show podcast for Norquest. Norquest is Edmonton's community college. Check them out at www.norquest.ca. The Garner Andrews Show to go.
Good morning, my many friends. I'm Garner Andrews Show studio usher Teddy Peterson. Say, thank you, Edmonton Eskimos cheerleaders, for dropping off the 2010 Eskimo cheerleaders calendar yesterday. I will write you a proper thank you note just as soon as I get this carpal tunnel brace off my wrist.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Silence. Yeah. Silence, I say. For can't you see we're trying to do a show here? Here comes another steaming pit load of Garner Andrews Show on the Sonic.
A Sonic1029.com podcast. The Garner Andrews Show to go.
I need some advice.
Oh, okay, girl trouble?
Well, not my girl, but yes, girl trouble.
Okay.
This past weekend, I'm engaged in my routine Friday-Saturday night activity, which consists of me sitting in the darkest corner of my apartment watching amateur adult materials online.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to come across a video in which a friend of mine is the main actress, and I'm not sure she's aware of it.
Wow.
Do I let her know? Do I call it up? Or just keep it to myself and pretend I never saw it?
Now, is this someone you know real well?
I've known her a very long time. We've never been that close. I don't know what her boyfriend looks like. But I know her well enough to recognize her in a video. So.
is it one of those... Now, you found this on a website doing what you do on Friday and Saturday nights. And is this a paid site or one of those free ones?
It is a free one. I'm too cheap to pay for one of
the stuff. With the initials YP?
I don't know.
Okay. No, the website.
Yeah, I don't remember what site it was.
Okay. What's the name of the... No, I'm not trying to track down the video. I'm just trying to find out how widespread this video has gone. And you're wondering whether you should tell her that it's out there. This is a tricky one, because even if you do tell her, then there's nothing she can do about it. Once it's on the information superhighway, it's out there.
Yeah.
Chances are it's been copied to somebody else's hard drive and so on and so on. But at the same time, you want to do the good, friendly thing so that she can maybe take it out on her boyfriend if he's posting videos. You know what you got to do here, Mike? Yeah, you've got to tell her.
So I got to get myself a magazine and cut out the letters and create one of those sketchy ransom note type letters?
I would like to see that make a comeback, yes. How many times you watched that video now, Mike?
Let's probably not say that on the radio. I'm not going to lie. Like I said, she's an attractive lady. This guy, though, oh, poor guy. I don't know how he gets through it. The day with his little...
Maybe she's posting it and he should be the one ashamed.
Maybe. I hadn't thought that way.
The Garner Andrews Show. To go from Sonic 1029.
For days I've been trying to call you with a thing you can't look cool doing.
Or we could just do that. It's much cleaner.
On Monday, there's a little story that goes with this one. On Monday at 11:30 in the morning, I'm in Tim Hortons, and this guy comes walking in and says, "I want a breakfast sandwich." And the girl says, "Sorry, we don't serve them at 11:30. He says, "Yes, you do. You serve them till noon." She says, "No, I'm sorry, we don't. We only serve till 11. He's getting loud, and he's getting obnoxious. And he finally rants that on weekends, you serve them till 12. And the girl just has this look of horror on her face, and she looks at him, and she looks at me, and I kind of step up and said, "Excuse me." She says, "Yeah." I said, "It's Monday." He turns beet red and ran out of the place. He says, "I'm sorry, I thought it was Sunday."
Oh, he mistook the day.
Yeah, he obviously went on such a bender on Saturday that he gave Sunday the miss altogether.
Wow.
Woke up Monday and thought it was Sunday, and he was making demands of weekend service on a weekday. And
yeah. Is there really, you know what, hang on, we should talk about that. Is there anything more disappointing in life than showing up at your favorite fast food place and missing the breakfast menu by like 5 or 10 minutes?
I know.
And they go into...
sticklers.
Oh, they go into full lockdown mode. It's like they lock those eggs away. They lock away the breakfast sausage in one of those safes where you have to have two keys.
Yep.
And you both have to turn
simultaneously, just like the nuclear side.
Yeah. And you have to have a letter from the president with the secret code and everything in order to make a breakfast at 11:05.
Like what you're hearing here? Check out the Lane Mitchell Podcast, Sonic's Afternoon Guy. Download it for free at sonic1029.com.
Hey, Gardner, I have to give you a small correction there.
Oh, okay.
A&W will cook you, most A&Ws will cook you breakfast any time of the day.
Really? No, absolutely. They won't.
Yes, they will.
A&W.
A&W, Hebert Road, St. Albert, walk in there at 3:30 in the afternoon, say, I want a bacon and egg, and they say, 5 minutes, sir, we'll bring it to your table.
Really?
Absolutely. I think it's the ones that are probably in smaller communities that are maybe individually owned.
Wow. My experience with trying to order a fast food breakfast at 11:12, I'm 0 for about 37.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
In my mind, it's almost like the version of the early bird gets the worm. I think that the breakfast sandwich is like the early morning fairy. Like, if you're lucky enough to be up to see her, then she just disappears. Like, just like that, like a tooth fairy. Like, you have 1 second to see the tooth fairy before she's gone.
So what you're saying then, Chris, from IKEA, is that the Egg McMuffin is a sunrise.
The Egg McMuffin is a sunrise, exactly. You have that one brief second.
Perhaps in the winter, the Egg McMuffin is Aurora Borealis.
Oh.
Huh?
Ah.
Yeah.
This is the Gardner Andrews Show to go. Please drive through.
Bryce, this is a big event this weekend. Did you know that Bryce has a honey?
Yeah, there's a lucky lady, a skirt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I know who she is, too. And she is a good girl.
She is a good girl.
I like that kid.
Yeah.
She was in Cuba with us. Can we talk about this or not?
Go for it.
Okay, she came to Cuba with us. We got to know her there, and I like her. She's a good one, Bryce. You hang on to that one, and she's got a good job. So here's the thing about Bryce and his lady friend.
Yes.
You guys are... There's certain milestones in every relationship. There's the first... Have you guys done the first I love you yet?
No, that one has not come up yet.
That's going to come flying out one day.
I am that charming.
Yeah, you really, really are. There's that one... there's the first weekend away together.
Yes, and that one is this weekend.
Now, where are you going?
Calgary.
Where are you staying?
Night one is at her brother's house.
Uh-huh.
Actually, in Okotoks.
Yeah.
And I was told yesterday there's actually one condition to us staying there. And that's, we'll go down Friday, and Saturday morning we have to get up and go to her nephew's gymnastics class.
Yeah, you'll do fine. You'll be okay.
Don't
be creepy, okay?
I can't help that.
But you got to have that conversation up front. Any guy who has ever traveled with a new girlfriend, especially to her brother's house.
Yeah.
You need to have the conversation right up front about sleeping arrangements.
Yes, I've made that mistake in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, I jumped
You assumed something?
I did.
Oh.
And I was wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully they don't put you in the kids' room, though.
Separate beds.
Yeah.
I'm in the basement. She's upstairs. Yeah.
You're cuddled up in some strawberry shortcake sheets.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
The other day you were talking about commercials, and the commercial that I love is the stupid Slop Chop commercial.
Yeah. You're going to love my nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it because Vince, the Slap Chop guy, actually met up with a lady caller in Florida, and she was making out with him, and she bit his tongue, and so he slapped her. Now he's selling Slap Chops.
Yeah. Is this maybe one of the most brilliant pieces of marketing in history?
I think so. I have tried to buy a Slap Chop twice.
Yeah.
And they're all sold out.
The thing about Vince from ShamWow and now Slap Chop is the guy seems like a blue ribbon three alarm D-bag. but they hired him to come on TV and sell the ShamWow.
Yeah.
And the reason they did that is because you would be sitting at home and you would be thinking, I don't know if I hate this guy or if I love this guy, but while I make up my mind, I'm going to buy his ShamWow or his Slap Chop.
That's right.
Yeah. If they had a likable person on those commercials, they wouldn't be nearly as effective. They've done something. They did something that marketers, most of the time in movies and TV shows and advertising, likable people star in those things.
Yeah.
He's unlikable. And I don't know if there's another example that I can think of where the star of the commercial is sort of a douchebag. You don't get that feeling from the girl in the Swiffer commercial dancing around the house. The old lady who answers the phone. That's an awesome commercial. Do you remember that commercial where she grabs the phone, she goes, "Hello," and then she turns to her husband 0.5 seconds later and goes, "It's Patrick. He bought life insurance."
Oh, yeah.
Patrick would have been... I don't know what kind of loser Patrick is. I don't know what he's got going on in his loser life that he can't wait to phone his elderly parents. The minute his mom says hello, he goes, "Mom's Patrick, I'm on life insurance." That's how fast he would have had to say that.
The Garner Andrews Show. To go. From Sonic 102.9.
Hey, Garner.
Hello.
Not to correct your wise memory there, but I'm pretty sure it was Patrick's father who picked up the phone.
Oh, and turned to the mother.
If I'm not mistaken, yeah. I grew up listening to Patrick's plight. and yeah, I'm pretty sure it was his father.
Yeah, you wouldn't... Even if you called your parents because you were calling from the hospital and you just had a baby girl, when your mother or father answered the phone, you would at least go, "Hey, Mom, it's Kevin calling. Yeah, we're at the hospital right now." You would allow them to go, "Oh, so what's the news?" And then you'd go, "We had a baby girl." You would never, ever just phone your parents and literally you would have to go, "It's Kevin, we bought life insurance." You never would.
That's true, but Patrick was happy about his life insurance.
Well, you know why? Because Patrick is a loser. He's one of those guys, he lives in his parents' basement. He was phoning from the basement, like Kayla just said. And you know what? He took time out of his busy day of cutting letters out of magazines and writing creepy notes to starlets long enough to phone his parents and tell them that he bought life insurance.
And don't forget World of Warcraft, too.
Yeah, don't forget.
This is a download from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, how's it going?
Super. How about you?
Actually, excellent. I just got my coffee.
Yeah? What do you take in that?
2 milks, 3 sugar, because the cream does bad things to me.
Hey, where do you get your coffee from?
You're asking me to plug a company on the air?
Well, no, hang on a second. Do you have a second?
Yeah.
I want to read you a story that I found in the newspaper yesterday.
Okay.
That I want to see if you find this as ironic as I do.
Are we talking true irony or coincidence masked as irony?
Let's go with coincidence masked as irony. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'll just give you the first paragraph. A 20-year-old Orange County woman is suing Starbucks after her 24-year-old supervisor allegedly made sex demands at work. According to ABC News, Katie Moore claims that her supervisor, Tim Horton, made regular demands for sex.
That's funny. He's active for a dead guy.
Is this for real, or did somebody write a fake news release and the newspaper bit?
I don't know. Maybe it's a Canadian living in the States and was like, "Hey."
To me, it reeks of a Canadian living in the United States illegally, and he went to the same fake ID people as McLovin did, and the first name that came to his mind was Tim Horton. Hang on. You know what's funny? I have now shared that story with about 6 different people around this building, and every time it's met with the same, "Well, that was mildly amusing" response.
This is a podcast download exclusively from Sonic 102.9, the Garner Andrews Show to Go.
I kind of know why everyone's just shrugging off your little Tim Hortons story.
Starbucks story.
I understand it. It's really funny. The first, like, two times that you told it, I was laughing my face off. But I think it's because people don't know how to take your amusement so seriously, because you find this extremely ironic and funny, and other people don't know what to do with that because you're too into it.
So, I get that. I sort of understand that. I've got a couple of friends where I can't match their enthusiasm when it comes to certain things. Like snowboarding, for instance. They'll be, oh man, I did this and I did this. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, so that's what it is. Okay.
Yeah, that's all it is. You just are too enthusiastic about it. You're too upped on it.
But it is a little odd. You have to admit that
it's hilarious. Like, okay. Who names them their kids, let alone themselves, Tim Horton?
Well, this Tim Horton in question, his parents have probably never heard of the real Tim Horton or his delightful coffee and donut product. But... you know what? It's not even funny anymore.
Well, no. Not after you told it six times. But
yeah, okay.
The first two was great.
Okay, I'm gonna hang up on you now. Yeah, I guess I sort of understand what she's saying there. There is somebody. I should be very careful here because the internet exists where this person is. There's a person that I talk to sometimes on the phone. Not here at work, but in my own personal private circle. And she loves to tell stories about her pets. And the stories are like, woo, way up here. And I'm, whoa, way down here. I can't match her enthusiasm. Okay, I get it now.
This is the Garner Andrews Show to go. Like, get the hell out of here.